Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Last month, I did a newscast on running a restaurant, and as I was doing the newscast, I realized, with a few specific differences, running a successful business is just as easy, or for many, just as hard as the very difficult restaurant business. Actually, it can be maddening to start a business, and probably as it should be. For if it was easy, the things that make it hard are the seeds of giving good advice and or providing a good product or service. An entrepreneur that starts a business will find out soon enough whether he or she is doing it correctly by how many votes they get in the process. Votes in the business world are dollars. Put in simple terms, although business startups need time to get the word out and attract customers. Eventually, given enough time, the votes, which are the dollars, should start trickling in. Either that or what you're offering is not very much in demand. The longer you operate, the more dollars or votes should come rolling in, if you are doing it right, that is. I once had lunch with a business mentor that had been in the business of mentoring for many years. He made the comment he was having a hard time monetizing his service of business mentoring. To me, that meant he had a hard time making enough money at doing what he was doing. In business terms, he had a hard time getting enough votes, which means his service may not have been much in demand. People vote with their dollars, offer something they want and or need, and they'll cast their votes, those dollars, your way and fill your coffers. Take Apple, for example. Apple gets billions of votes every year because people love what they offer in the form of their phones and their computers and their ancillary businesses like the App Store. If a new business is open, then the dollars don't eventually start flowing in meaningful amounts. It either means the public doesn't need or want whatever it is you're offering or in a way that you are offering it. In the restaurant business, it might mean they don't like your food or your service. If it's a clothing boutique, maybe they don't like the clothes you're selling, or maybe your prices are too high. It could be a number of things that are causing you not to get votes or make money. The bottom line is the public are not casting enough votes in your direction or your business. I can't tell you how many people I talk to year after year that couldn't make a business work. Like my previous newscast, I mentioned 9 out of 10 new businesses end up in the trash heap. And unfortunately, many do significant financial damage to the entrepreneurs in the process. The failures are not tied to any one type of business, mind you. Although the restaurant business seems to be the top dog in business flopovers, along with many web-based businesses. Web-based businesses have many home-based platforms which are started on an idea and a whim with often little capital, which may be why the numbers are so high for web business failures. As for the high number of restaurant failures, as anyone that has run a restaurant will tell you, it's a darn hard business both in hours and profit margins, as well as the inherent mechanisms of offering a perishable item. In conclusion, starting a successful business can be very rewarding both financially and personally if you come up with the right recipe both in your offering and how you offer it. There are many things you will have to address and navigate in the process of starting a new business, and I won't list them all here due to my time constraints, but plan on working on an ungodly number of hours every day to both start up and run your new business. If you're not tired and staying up all night and 7 days a week, you're probably not doing enough to make your business successful. Speaking from experience here, of course, you can forget about sleeping in and better plan on long days and even longer nights. Most successful business owners that I know tell me they never worked harder nor longer. It's just the way of it when you start a business. Those that refuse to put in the long hours are probably the 9 out of the 10 businesses that do fail because they went back to bed. All kidding aside, it's damn hard to open a new business, so make a solid plan. Perhaps get a mentor. Listen to the advice and research, and have enough money to see the business operate for a year without making money on its own. It's not easy, but it's worth it if you do it right. And that does it for today's Money Matters. This newscast is my opinion only and may not represent the opinion or views of this station, its staff, management, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics way back in 1979 with honors. I hold California Insurance License OL34249 and am a Medicare approved agent in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.
certainly was in the right.